The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight. That's greenlight.com/trygreenlight.
Welcome to part two of our interview about haunted Chicago. Thank you for supporting the program and keeping us on the air. Another place that I personally haven't been to in years, but as a child loved to go and visit. And I was unaware of the ghosts here, but I'd love to hear your findings. The Museum of Science and Industry.
Oh, yeah, that was strange because I was not expecting that. I had heard a rumor about... Well, one thing I heard was that supposedly, and I guess this is true, when William Jennings Bryant, you know, the great orator and everything else, and it was Clarence Darrow, the famous lawyer and everything else. Apparently when he died, he was cremated and he had his ashes distributed in the pond that is right outside the museum. And I guess that's a true story. And so people say, well, they see the ghost of Clarence Darrow there in the museum, which is kind of interesting. So I'd heard that. And I thought, well, maybe I'll just, you know, follow up on that and see what's going on. But as I went to the museum, I was just talking to the various docents that are working there. I got some other stories. And one of them was about, there's a train there from the 1930s called the Zephyr. And it's one of these, silver streamliners that we had in the 30s that were such beautiful trains, cross-country trains. And so they have one there. They have the Zephyr there. And it has, you can take a tour, you can walk through the Zephyr, and you can see the furnishings and the various cars and all that. And then there's a car in the rear, which is sort of like, like an observation car. It has like a lot of windows around to the rear and the side, so you can sit back there and you can watch the countryside as you're passing through. And they have these animatronic figures, so like you see in Disneyland, you know, a mother and a father and children. And there's a kind of a cheesy voiceover, you know, about the family talking like, hey, Dad, look out the window. Are those cows? You know, yes, son, those are cows. You know, so you get that kind of thing. But they're kind of creepy looking in their own right because they are just, you know, sort of weird. But what one of the docents told me is that they have seen these figures moving even before the museum is open. Like, they're there earlier and they're getting things set up, and they actually seen the figures move on their own before anything is turned on to actually animate them. So they, you know, they don't know what that's about, but they're a little leery of that, which I would understand. They can't seem to find a history on this effort of anybody maybe dying, or, you know, a suicide or a murder or anything like that that would sort of instigate a ghost story, but they've seen this happen. But the other thing that happens that I think is even more interesting is there's a German sub, a World War II German submarine there called the U-505. Now, when I was there, it was under, it was being renovated and rebuilt and whatever. I understand now that the museum has it on exhibit, it's fully open. But the story with this is that during the war, one of the German captain of the ship at this time, apparently either just cracked under pressure. The story was that they were underwater and that they were under attack by Allied ships that were dumping depth charges down on the boat and everything else like that, and that this guy, the commander, basically lost it. That he apparently just, just couldn't handle it anymore, tension, and cracked under the pressure. And so he pulled out his pistol and he shot himself on the sub, which meant that, the second in command obviously took over and everything else. But so we have a suicide on board this. Now, the ship was captured later on by the Allies. The boat was captured, and I don't know how it got to the museum, but eventually got to the museum. So they've had docents. They say, now, you can go on to it. You can go walk through the sub. But the docents come in early, and they have to turn on all the lights in the sub. Now, to do that, they have to actually walk the full length of it. So part of the time, they're walking the sub in darkness until they get to the place where they can turn on a light and light that section up. And some of them have said that they have felt, as soon as they got on it, you know, walking through the dark of the sub, that they have felt just uneasy, you know, felt anxious, uneasy. And I talked to one of them who said that, she felt somebody pushed her. So she felt actually somebody shove her, and she ran out. And another person said that he felt like something kind of grabbed at his shirt, like kind of pulling him back or something. So they believe that the captain is still on board there. And, you know, they've had these physical experiences with him. They haven't seen him, but they've had these physical experiences of being, touched, or I don't want to say attacked, but touched and everything else by something unseen in the dark.
It's a place where I too was surprised to hear ghost stories. But at the same point, when you think about it, you go, actually, logically, this place would probably be packed with ghosts with the artifacts that they have in there and the energy that surrounds them. I don't know why I was feeling surprised about that, but upon discussing it further, I'm not surprised whatsoever.
Right. Well, and as you know, and as you mentioned, there is a theory that ghosts can attach themselves to inanimate objects. Yep. You know, so if somebody committed suicide on a train or a sub or something, and you have that in your possession, it's possible that spirit might still be there.
Yeah, so, we have where I live in Branson, Missouri, we have the Titanic Museum, which is a half scale, half of the ship. Literally, it looks like the boat's cut in half. It's the strangest thing to look at when you're eating at the salad bar at Ruby Tuesdays. There's the Titanic out the window. But there is activity there that's been documented of, they think, a child playing in a certain area of the ship. And there are several artifacts from the ship itself on display. And I do not consider myself as sensitive, but I have family members who do, including one who doesn't really realize it yet because she's six now. She was about four when this happened. But there was an area she just refused. She did not want to go into. And it was not, you know, visually scary. There was nothing about it that would have made you hold back. But there was a vibe there. Yeah. And my wife had felt it as well. Just, you know, there's something about museums that document historical tragedies or things of that nature that seem to hold a lot of energy. Right. Let's talk about...
Well, you know,
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that, just as an aside from that, when I mentioned Ed and Lorraine Warren earlier in the show here, and at their home in Connecticut, Ed has passed away, mm-hmm. but at Lorraine's home in Connecticut, they have what they call the Occult Museum.
Yeah.
That's literally a barn. I mean, I've seen it. And in there, they have all these objects that have had some connection with hauntings or possession, and they protect them. You know, they keep them under security because they believe that there is still something, you know, attached to them, whether you want to call it a force or a spirit or whatever, but something there. So yeah, there's a lot of that.
Yeah, there definitely is. Let's move, as we continue our conversation here about the Chicago area, more to the north area. I know there's several areas you documented in the book as well. What are some of those that stand out to you?
In the north. Well, I'm not sure my geography. I mentioned Thornton before, which is sort of the north area.
That is true.
There's Bachelor's Grove is out there. Area.
Yep.
Yeah. And Bachelor's Grove, this is interesting. I'm not sure. That's actually in Midlothian, I guess.
Yes.
And I'm trying to piece my Chicago geography here, living in Cincinnati, but that was sort of be up in that area. The interesting thing about that was that this has a long, long history of being haunted. And there's all kinds of stories coming from Bachelor's Grove, some that just sound really incredible, you know, and just, I'll say incredible, truly incredible, a sense of unbelievable. But what I found interesting was that we were there, my wife and I went there, and there's not much left in this old cemetery. There's probably only, well, I'll bet there's probably not more than four or five tombstones that are there. The rest are all gone, and it's gone to weeds, and it's not a maintained cemetery by any means. And there's a famous picture, though, that somebody took, and I don't know exactly the year, but it's a famous Bachelor's Grove picture. And if somebody just did Bachelor's Grove ghost and put that in a search on the internet, it'll probably come right away. It shows a woman sitting on what looks like a tombstone. And she's just sitting there very sort of calmly and reflectively, but she's got a long kind of gown on, clearly an older style. And it's a misty sort of picture, but it's certainly identifiable as a woman. And supposedly, I don't know who took that picture, but it's been circulating for many years as one of the ghosts at Bachelor's Grove. But while we were there, you park the car on the road, and you can't drive, and it's a gravel road, but it's chained off, so you have to park your car outside, then you have to walk down this road maybe 100 yards or so, and then, like I said, you're walking through a path through woods. When you get to the cemetery, it's all just weedy and it's overgrown, but you know, you can see some of the stones that are there. So we were there, and there wasn't anybody else, just my wife and I, and we're walking around, we're just looking at some of the stones. And then when I looked up, there was a guy, there was a man standing in the cemetery on the other side of it, the other side of this field. And he was wearing a white shirt and black pants and, you know, modern attire. Wasn't anything unusual about him. But he was just kind of standing there looking at, I don't know if it was a stone or not, because like I said, there's very few, but he's sort of looking down. And I didn't pay him much attention, except that I kind of wondered where he came from. Because as I said, there's only one way to come into this place. And we took it, and there wasn't anybody else there. We were the only car parked there. We were there by ourselves. We didn't hear another car come in. We didn't hear anybody walking down the path. We didn't see anybody. And this is a small cemetery. And I watched, and he kind of walked around just a little bit. And then I just said, okay, well, you know, I don't know who he was. I just missed him. And so I went back to what I was doing. I was looking at a stone or something. And it wasn't 5 minutes. I looked up again, and he was gone. And I asked my wife, I said, did you see that guy? And she said, no, I didn't see anybody. I said, okay. So I don't know if I had some kind of a spotting. I mean, it was kind of weird because, like I said, this is a it's not an easy place to get to. You have to walk, do some walking, and there was just nobody around. We were there for quite some time before this person just suddenly showed up, at least just showed up in my vision. So I don't know what that was, but it was very odd. And I just had the sense, just and like you said, I'm not as sensitive either, yet I still just had some feeling that was wrong somehow, you know, that he didn't belong there, or wasn't right, or, you know, sure. Something strange about that incident. So
that something was off, but you really couldn't quite put your finger on exactly what it was.
Yeah, right.
This is just an opinion question. Do you think the geography of Chicago has anything to do with it being such a haunted city? And what I mean by that is it having the lake right there, just the setting. Obviously, it's a very densely populated area. Anytime you have dense populations, your odds of ghost stories certainly goes up. But do you think the geography itself plays into it and its storied history?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I agree that certainly when you have a dense population, you know, the odds of having ghost stories and ghosts are much, much greater. But there is something I think about geography generally in some locations. I lived for 8 years in Athens, Ohio, which is the southeast part of the state. I was teaching at Ohio University there. And a lot of people believe that ley lines, which, you know, your audience may or may not know, that basically sort of lines of magnetic energy, that a lot of them, and they're all around the world, that the Athens area is an area where a lot of them come together or sort of intersect each other. So they consider it a focus of a lot of energy, primarily magnetic energy. And there's a lot of hauntings and a lot of stories from Athens, going way back to the spiritualist who built the spiritualist church there back in the early 1800s. And even further back to the Shawnee Indians, who considered it a sacred site, a site of spirits, and would never camp there or anything, but would use it sort of for, I don't want to say religious purposes, but Yeah, I guess kind of religious purposes, spiritual purposes. So is there something to that? Is there something to all that magnetic energy crossing there that does that? I don't know about Chicago. There is something as well about water. You did mention that, you know, being on the lake and everything else. You have the Chicago River. There is something about the energy of water, you know, water energy, possibly being, again, a source of energy that might be beneficial to witness spirits, that have spirits manifest or whatever. This is assuming that we all agree that they are somehow creatures of energy, and, you know, we don't have any proof of that, but that is kind of the common theory, that, you know, ghosts need energy to materialize or whatever, and that's what they are, is essentially energy. So yeah, there could be something in the hydraulics of the Chicago area. I don't know anything about what's under the ground up there, you know, whether there's you know, magnetic kinds of minerals or anything else like that might also do it. But I do think there's something to geography. I think there is a connection to geography and hauntings. Yeah.
I know we're not, so take us off the topic of Chicago, but while we still have a little bit of time, I wanted to talk about another area of the book that you talk about with hauntings, and that would be in Springfield, Illinois, with the Abraham Lincoln, the memorial, and some of the other areas that reportedly have activity. Could you share the stories of that?
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, the Lincoln Memorial, the Lincoln Tomb, I mean, that's well known. There's been stories about that forever. But, you know, the stories basically are that people say you can hear, if you go into the tomb, that you can hear mourners, you can hear people weeping about, you know, about the death, apparently. And of course, it's kind of a strange story in that, you know, at one time there were grave robbers that tried to steal Lincoln's body and came close to doing that, but they were broke. They were discovered by Pinkertons and, you know, foiled before they had a chance to actually do it, but that could have happened. And so people say that, you know, poor Abraham Lincoln is not resting easy. His body has been, I guess, moved and sort of reburied, if you will, several times before finally coming to rest in the tomb where it is now. And his son Robert, the last time that the tomb was actually opened, they actually opened it to sort of inspect the body. And his son Robert was an adult at that time, so it was several, you know, many years after he had died. And Robert again verified that, but this time he ordered that they bury something like 20 feet of concrete or something above the casket, which is buried deep below ground. So, you know, I think he's safe now. Yet people say that they'll see him. They'll see him walking around. And of course, his son, I forget which one, died in Washington. It was Willie, I think, I don't recall. But he died young, and they say they see his, you know, his ghost there too. But I visited the Lincoln home in Springfield, the house that he lived in just before leaving for the White House for the presidency. And this is funny because that place has stories too. One thing is that there's a rocker in the living room that was supposedly one of his favorite rocking chairs, and that will rock on its own. And there's the famous mirror hanging up there in which Lincoln supposedly had a vision where he looked in the mirror and he saw two images of himself. One was his sort of natural image of that day, how he looked that day. The other one he described as, you know, being sort of pale and sort of wan and old looking. And he took that as a sign that he would not survive the presidency. That seemed to be to him almost like a death mask in a way. And that mirror is still there too. So as he went the tour, you don't walk on your own. You can't just go wandering through the house and linger in the rooms. You go with a park ranger. And they take you through, and they give you just a couple of minutes in each room, and then they move you through the next one. So as we're about halfway through the tour, I asked the park ranger, I said, so, you know, what's with the story about, you know, some of the hauntings here and the ghost stories and everything? What's going on with that? And he gave me a look, and he just said, there's nothing like that going on here. Let's move on to the next room now. And I said, okay. And I found this to be sort of the government approach when I've been in other historic places like that. You talk to the park rangers and they won't answer those questions. So anyway.
I've discovered the same thing. And I wonder, is there repercussions if they speak of such things? Or it is a very harsh reaction that you get when you talk to anyone in government about anything haunted related. And it's very much, no, just harsh. Like you just offended them in some way, shape or form.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know what that is.
Well, I investigated the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base Museum here in Dayton, Ohio, which is an enormous museum. And again, talking about spirits attaching themselves to things, you know, you have all these airplanes and helicopters used in warfare. There's a lot of, you know, unfortunate stories attached to them. And so I had some questions there, and I approached one of the docents, and he almost threw me out. I mean, I can't believe how annoyed he got. And he said, you have to send all your questions as a form at the front desk. All your questions you have to fill out and send to Washington, D.C., and they'll answer them. I said, yeah, they're not going to answer them.
Yeah.
But anyway. Wow. But you know, the funny thing is, there was a park ranger at Gettysburg for many years, a guy named Mark Nesbitt, who for many years was a park ranger, and he would give you all the scoop on Gettysburg, you know, knew all the facts about the battles and everything else, you know, minute to minute, he can give you all that. Never say anything about ghosts. Once he retired, he became Mark Nesbitt Gettysburg Ghost Hunter. I mean, he runs ghost tours, mm-hmm. and he's written books about it, and he can tell you all about the ghosts. So he knew about those all the time. But you know, I guess it's the party line. I guess you work for the government and you don't talk about those.
That wraps up part two of our interview about haunted Chicago. A big thank you to our guest today, John Kashuba. We appreciate his insight into the ghost stories around Illinois and the city of Chicago. Until next time for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Ever wonder why you have insurance for your car or home, but not your digital life? Meet Webroot Total Protection, your digital bodyguard that includes antivirus, identity protection, VPN, cloud backup, and more. With plans for individuals and families, Webroot takes the guessing game out of cybersecurity so you can get back to living your best life online. Go to webroot.com/audio and get 50% off today. That's webroot.com/audio to get 50% off today. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Feel your best and amplify your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Some days call for some oomph to amplify your everyday look. Like when you want the look of false lashes without the extra effort. Reach for Thrive Cosmetics Liquid Lash Volumizer Mascara. Or when you want all eyes on your smile, keep Empower Gloss Ultra Glossy Lip Serum in your bag. It's a burst of 24-hour hydration that smooths like a serum, shines like a gloss, and can be worn sheer or layered. You'll also look and feel your best with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients that work with your skin, not against it. And for every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help communities thrive. So every time you use your favorite Thrive Cosmetics product, you're helping communities you care about too. Amplify your everyday. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
From lashes for days with the Viral Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara to lift and color from their brilliant eye brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is the go-to for amplifying everyday looks. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients that work with your skin. Amplify your everyday. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. GameTime is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their GameTime guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the GameTime app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. GameTime.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. GameTime is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their GameTime guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the GameTime app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. GameTime.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. GameTime is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their GameTime guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the GameTime app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. GameTime. There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. GameTime is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their GameTime guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the GameTime app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. GameTime.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. GameTime is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their GameTime guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the GameTime app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. GameTime.